Welcome to Aspyrus Health Talk. I'm Caitlin White. Now, there are so many important things to teach your child as they grow up, but reading to your child should be as vital to your daily routine as brushing your teeth or eating dinner together. So today we are talking about feeding your child's imagination through books with Katie Frankwick, an internal medicine and pediatrics PA with Aspyrus Marshfield. So Katie, we're told time and time again, of course, about the importance of reading with our children. So when is a good age to start doing this?
So I say to start from birth, start right away, get in that habit, even as a young age. This is starting from birth is what teaches those kids to read and will teach them to talk early on. So really, as soon as they're born, getting in the habit of reading a book. My thing, too, is that when they are that little, it doesn't have to be a specific book for a newborn or a baby. You know, I read to my daughter when she was born, we were reading a chapter book that I was interested in. But just something so that I'm reading to her, I'm getting her those sounds so she can start learning how to form words.
Yeah, that leads me into my next questions. You know, if our kids just maybe aren't good at sitting and listening right now, what are some other ways we can incorporate reading into our daily lives?
Yeah, so just make it fun. So finding a family recipe, something that you've done before that you've made and maybe they've enjoyed, have them read one of the steps to you, or you read it to them, or go through what you're doing and explain step by step. Finding activities with instructions that they can read and help you assemble something, that's a good way to get them involved, get them up and moving, and have some fun while doing it.
How about our local libraries? How can they help us get more reading done with our kids?
So actually, lots of libraries have youth specialists, and they have people that can find books specific for your age of child. If you're a first-time parent, sometimes it can be difficult to know exactly what level of reading you have, or even if you're babysitting or if you're around kids a lot, it can be difficult to know exactly what level to have. So these youth specialists are great, and they're really good, too, at helping you find creative ideas to read to these kids as well. So talking to them and getting them involved. The other thing that I wanted to mention, that most libraries have a summer reading program that motivates kids to read. I know it was something when I was a kid that we had, and it really helped me want to read, keep reading during the summer when I wasn't in school.
I had those too, all about those prizes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If I can read a book and get a Beanie Baby, I am in. So that's what got me reading.
Now, when it comes down to it, should I be reading, you know, just one-on-one with my child, or is there another way to do this in a group setting?
So I always encourage to make it something that your family can do together. You know, you set the example. We all know that children, especially young children, learn by mirroring. So if you're reading, they're more likely to read. If you have teens in your house, I say it's fun to find a book that everybody would enjoy and read it together. And then it leads to more discussion around the dinner table. You guys can talk about the book together. If they get assigned a book for English class, maybe you pick it up and read it too. And that'd be a good way to motivate them and mirror what they're supposed to be doing. And you can be involved in their learning as well.
Great. Well, any other tips for, you know, first-time parents, early parents, just trying to incorporate more reading into their kids' lives?
Yeah, so make a routine. That's my biggest piece of advice is make it a routine. A lot of parents like to do it before bedtime. That's fantastic. Sometimes when those kids get home from daycare and they get, you know, they're wound up, you get that energy out, then you sit for quiet time before dinner, you read a book. You know, make sure you set it as part of your routine, because as they get older, that routine will stick and they'll get used to that.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Katie, and for these great reading tips. And thank you for listening to Aspyrus Health Talk. To schedule an appointment with Katie, you can call 715-898-1238. That's 715-898-1238. You can also learn more about the Aspyrus Clinic in Marshfield by visiting aspyrus.org/Marshfield. Please also remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all of the other Aspyrus podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on all your social channels. I'm Caitlin White. Stay well.